In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 122, the Fifth Commandment of the Church. And we have the image is of a large church and looks like a baptism going on. People in different parts of the church, looks like they're making offerings to different priests. The caption reads, "To help support our pastor, we can give various things according to our means, their needs, and the needs of the church. We can offer money, vestments, furnishings for the church, food, candles, etc. We should make a liberal offering every time the pastor performs some service for us, as at baptisms, funerals, blessing of our houses, marriages, etc. If there is a regular fee charged, we should not only pay it willingly, but if we are able, give more than what is required." Okay, the fifth commandment of the church, to contribute to the support of the church. What is meant by the commandment to contribute to the support of the church? By the commandment to contribute to the support of the church is meant that each of us is obliged to bear his fair share of the financial burden of the Holy See, of the diocese, and of the parish. As St. Paul says, quote, "What soldier ever serves at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit? Who feeds the flock and does not eat of the milk of the flock?" From 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 through 8. We are bound to support our pastors because justice commands it and God ordained it. Our pastors are those priests in whose districts or parishes we live. Pastors and curates are appointed by the bishop and charged to give the necessary religious instruction, administer the sacraments, watch over the spiritual welfare of the faithful, etc. Quote, "The Lord directed that those who preach the gospel should have their living from the gospel." From 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14. Good citizens never think of grumbling about the taxes they pay the government. They have as great, if not greater, obligation to help support the church. We are obliged to help support our bishop as well as the pope and to meet all church needs according to our ability. If we do not support the church, we would be unfaithful to Christ's command that it, quote, "go and make disciples of all nations," end quote. To teach the church has needs of funds. Our spiritual superiors need material support as much as we do, if not much more, on account of their duties. Quote, "The laborer is worthy of his wages." 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. Mass stipends are given not in payment for the spiritual benefits, but as a means of support for the one who says the Mass. One cannot buy a Mass. For what purposes does the Church need help? The Church needs help for many purposes, among which are the following: maintenance of public worship, education and charity, as instruction of the young, relief of the poor, upkeep of the churches, seminaries, schools, colleges, asylums, hospitals, cemeteries, orphanages, etc. Some Catholics think that the little given the parish priest once in a while as Mass stipend is enough to support the needs of the church. It is not even enough to support the priest decently, to keep the church clean, pay the salaries of workmen, purchase vestments, lights, etc. Maintenance of missions in heathen lands and among non-Catholics here. In what ways may we contribute to the support of the Church? Some of the most common ways are by making a liberal and voluntary offering to the priest when he performs some religious ceremony in our behalf, such as blessing our houses and children, etc. In parishes with an established schedule of fees for baptism, confirmation, marriage, and burial, the fees should be paid without arguing or bargaining. More than the scheduled fee should be given by persons of means, as the schedule is for those of ordinary financial ability. By not failing to put some offering on the collection plate every Sunday and Holy Day, even children should form the habit of putting in a few cents. It is a shame to see people with diamond rings on their fingers, yet the plate pass by unnoticed, or put in with their jeweled fingers a dime or a quarter. It certainly does not show much sense of proportion to give a quarter in church and then to go out and ride in a luxurious car and proceed to a party that costs some $10 or more. You can tell it's quite dated, huh? The contributing to special funds, as for the erection of a church or a school, the maintenance of religious establishments, the mission day funds for the propagation of the faith, for missions and retreats, etc. We should be especially eager to contribute to funds collected directly for the Holy Father as a proof of our loyalty to and love for the Father of all Christians, the Vicar of Christ on earth. The alms collected for the Holy Father are called Peter's Pence. Funds collected on Mission Day are sent to Rome too for the propagation of the faith, the spread of the faith in mission lands. By supporting a student in the seminary, some orphans in Catholic schools, catechists and priests in the missions, etc. What merit before God it must be to support a student for the priesthood or a priest in the missions. If we cannot ourselves go to serve him there, we, as it were, offer him a representative. If a father has no son for the seminary, he keeps a substitute there. And we remember that such persons as we benefit only naturally feel towards us a special affection and will devote many of their prayers for their benefactors. What blessings may we not expect from the masses and prayers of one whom we have helped on the way to the priesthood? How much should we contribute for the support of the Church? We should contribute as much as we can, according to our means. Persons who are in moderate circumstances and with large families cannot be expected to contribute as much as those who are rich. The very poor are not expected to give anything. Sacraments are administered to them without fee. Persons who are rich should remember that God gave them all their wealth. They should return some of it to Him in thanksgiving for His generosity, remembering that He gives wealth only as a trust. The rich have to account to God for what they do with the wealth that God has granted them. It is far from edifying to see so many wealthy persons throwing away money on food, clothes, cars, jewels, houses, travels, etc., and then give nothing at all to the pastor of their souls. Ordinarily, if we give each month one day's wage or revenue, the needs of the Church will, as a rule, be taken care of. This is surely not too heavy a burden. Many people go on year after year without giving a cent to the Church, even when they can well do so. These people should remember that the Church and her ministers cannot subsist on air. Wealthy Catholics should remember the Church in their wills. Many of these Catholics leave their funds to some lay institution or other for the erection of this or that building and completely forget to leave anything to their mother Church. Completes the reading for the fifth commandment of the Church. Do we have any questions or comments? Okay, I think it was pretty self-explanatory there. The just simply reading that, but I think it is important to emphasize that the mass stipend is not a contribution really to the church. The priest is supposed to live that day for the stipend that he receives for mass. And so we can simply ask ourselves, could I live on what I'm giving the priest for the mass? Can I live that day on that amount of money? And that's what the mass stipend should be, because the priest is expected to live from that stipend. With each day that he says a mass, that money that he received as a stipend should take care not only to feed and clothe, to shelter, to pay the utilities, taking into consideration all of these things. And he is supposed to be able to live by that. The contributions to the church are generally for the church and not directly for the pastor. Though the pastor, a secular priest, would receive a salary and have to pay taxes and all those other things, just like the people who work for a company or a business do. And I need perhaps emphasize that you cannot buy a mass. And everybody says, how much is a mass? I want to buy a mass. Can I buy a mass? And no, you cannot buy a mass. The mass is actually free. The priest offers the mass, but you can give a stipend, and you should give a stipend if you are requesting a mass. And that for many years, was only $10. I think we recently raised it to $20, but if somebody sends me $10, I assume they can't afford any more, and then we'll generally accept the mass stipend. We need to contribute to our ability, is what I'm trying to get to. The rich should be able to contribute more. Those less well off should contribute a little bit, even if they only have a little bit. They should give what they can in each of those occasions. We have an obligation to support our pastor, and I think a lot of people confuse this. We belong in a parish. To that parish priest that we have been assigned to, or that we live inside the parish jurisdiction, our support belongs to that parish priest, to that parish church. And I've come across so many people. I guess it's really common now with visit the church of your choice, and traditionalists going all over the place. We give to this church or to that church. No, your support needs to go to your pastor. Even if you don't go every Sunday to his mass, or you're away on vacation, you are still obliged to contribute to the support of that church. And normally, there would be, every parish should have a parish school that would need to be funded. And as I mentioned, I think when we were talking about the burials, if there is someone who cannot afford the burial, generally there are people within the parish that could be appealed to, and to perform a charitable act by helping someone poorer cover the expenses of a proper burial, and that could also apply to receiving the various sacraments. And so we should be really concerned for our neighbor. As our Lord said, what you do for the least of my brethren, you do for me. And so those who have been given much, much will be required. but they can do a lot, right, even within their own parish, and helping either directly or they call it anonymously, those who are unable to contribute more. Okay, anything else? No questions, comments? All right. I think we will take a break after this, and we will resume in January next year with the new section on the sacraments, I believe. Part 3, the means of grace, the sacraments, and prayer. We'll end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et monia semper. Amen.